With the help of a generous grant from the ARRL Foundation, PARC also constructed a remote satellite station. The initial concept was to use the satellite station for recruitment, but the capability it offers has been so surprising that the club opted to find a way to incorporate a satellite station into its strategy for emergency communication during a disaster. The recent popularity in satellite communication, coupled with the natural appeal of space to a younger audience, could mean more energy and efficient traffic and fresh ideas on emergency communications. Establishing the programs, PARC has been most fortunate to have had help from organizations like ARRL, ARES, and WinLink and their members. The technology is complex. PARC is a volunteer-based organization. Capital is hard to come by, and the hours invested in building and maintaining e-com systems may not always be appreciated. But PARC members are appreciative of any help from the ham community, especially help that keeps us from having to reinvent the wheel while serving an even larger population. And thanks to Larry Gage, Piedmont Amateur Radio Club, for providing information for this story. On Friday, October 25th, 2024, the University of Scranton will dedicate a state-of-the-art amateur radio station that serves students in the university's W3USR Amateur Radio Club. The station is also used for physics courses and research by students and faculty participating with the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HAMSCI, project led by Nathaniel Frisell, Ph.D., W2NAF, Associate Professor of Physics and Engineering at Scranton. Research conducted using that facility has been supported by grants from the National Science Foundation, NASA, the Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC Foundation, and other organizations. The dedication ceremony will begin at 3:10 p.m. in the PNC Auditorium of the Loyola Science Center with a presentation about the station by Dr. Fussell and student members of the W3USR Amateur Radio Club. The dedication presentation, station open house, and reception are free of charge and open to the public. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Another satellite is added to the list with their new OSCAR number. MESAT-1 is now MESAT-1 OSCAR-122, or simply MO-122. Congratulations to them and their new satellite.